Finally today, scientists in Vancouver, British Columbia, recently made a discovery about honey that comes from urban beehives there and what that honey says about air pollution in the city. The World's Brandy Fullwood explains.
When you're in a city buying honey, a few things may come to mind that are influencing your decision.
It all begins in a field where worker
raw honey sourced straight from the hive is one of nature's perfect superfoods.
Lush fields and rolling hills with fresh flowers, that's where honey comes from, right? It's like the honey's supposed to be funneled straight from the comb into your tea. Around the corner, though, there's a strong possibility that your neighbor in the city that you live in is probably making honey. That's because urban honey is thriving, and there's now the surge of people trying it out. In Vancouver, they're trying it out through Hives for Humanity.
At first, I wasn't sure about working for Hives for Humanity because I'm afraid of bees, but over the years, I've come to like them.
That's Horace, or Bear Whisperer. He's been building habitats and gardens for bees with Hives for Humanity for the past couple of years. Hives for Humanity is kind of like a multi-purpose community garden. They're trying to create this sense of connection to the city and the environment by teaching people about beekeeping and garden maintenance, how to make honey in their own neighborhood. But Sarah Komen, who founded the organization with her mom, says that beekeeping in the city, it has some pushbacks.
We were facing some comments, you know, like offhand comments that people would make, kind of questioning the quality of our honey.
Sarah and her mom end up connecting with a friend of a friend who just so happens to be this geochemical researcher from UBC, or University of British Columbia. Dominic Weiss, the researcher, and her team were
able to... Just one second. Geochemical research, what does that have to do with all of this?
So Dominique Weiss, who's the lead researcher at UBC, she basically looked into what types of metals could be in this honey. They're looking at cadmium, they're looking at zinc, they're looking into lead. That turned into this bigger project of urban pollution to begin with. So that's where it all started from.
Gotcha. Thanks for the explanation. All right, carry on.
The key question they had was, is the honey produced by the community there clean?
That's Dominique. I still wanted to know, why? Why do they need to know if the honey was clean? I kept thinking there might be some unheard of climate issue in Vancouver, but no. Dominique said that Vancouver actually is one of the cleanest cities. So when I reached out to Sarah from Hives for Humanity, she said that the initial question was put out there to put rumors to rest.
Often the perception is that something like delicious, safe, free of contamination, urban honey, like, couldn't come from this neighborhood.
Hives for Humanity is located in the downtown east side of Vancouver.
The downtown east side is disproportionately the Indigenous representation.
The Indigenous representation in this case are many First Nations people nearby from the tribal lands that Vancouver's on. And there's also this high population of immigrants from Mexico and the Philippines. A lot of people of color live in this neighborhood. Sarah says that outsiders often perceive this neighborhood as, well, bad.
Because they are Indigenous, because they are homeless, because they are a person who experiences barriers to mental health, because they're a person who uses drugs.
These are absolutely issues, but one of the knock-on effects of this perception of the neighborhood is that whole groups of people, whole demographics of people, including Hives for Humanity, are treated with suspicion. And that prejudice is funneled straight back into their honeycomb. People thought or they think that honey from urban neighborhoods like the downtown east side isn't clean. Of course, that's not true, but it's why they felt like the research for urban clean honey needed to be conducted in the first place.
It's a thing we knew, but through this project, we've now been able to show that it's totally safe and that this, like, beautiful product is coming out of this neighborhood.
Okay, urban gardens, beekeeping, you name it, it's having a moment.
In an ultra-lush urban garden in Cambridge.
And even the advertisers are backing them up this time.
Flowers are blooming everywhere, even in a city area.
For the World, I'm Brandy Fullwood.
Pure, real, true.